Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be at the LBJ Presidential Library in Austin, Texas today, marking 60 years since the Civil Rights Act was passed. While there, he will also propose Supreme Court reform, including a rule that justices can serve no more than 18 years on the bench. Kamala Harris's campaign coming out this morning in support of those reforms. Less than 100 days now until the election.
Vice President Kamala Harris has only been in the race for a week, already raising $200 million. And her first big decision, choosing a running mate. Harris is considering about a dozen Democrats, from Arizona Senator Mark Kelly to Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
I had a great conversation with her, and I pledged to her that no matter what the outcome of this process, that I'd be working hard for her.
To Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
ABC's Rachel Scott, California's Park Fire now burning more than 5,000 acres per hour. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 100 Wisconsin local governments have applied for some of $300 million in federal COVID stimulus money. The Flexible Facility Program aims to connect libraries and other public buildings to the Internet. Awards will be announced by October. Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing back on the suggestion that President Biden was pushed aside by big donors and party elites.
Just average people were coming up, and they so respect the work that Joe Biden has done. But they were conveying to me that they appreciate his work, and they asked him to step aside.
Baldwin speaking on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities are investigating a death on Madison's east side. Someone called 911 to report a body yesterday afternoon on Thompson Drive. Officials spent most of the day there investigating. Madison police say this seems like an isolated incident and there's no threat to the community. That's all the information we have from them. We'll update you as we learn more. And you have a chance to hear from the candidates for Dane County Executive tonight. There's a forum at Sequoia Library. It's hybrid, so you can attend in person or you can participate online. All four candidates will be there: Melissa Agard, Dana Pelabon, Wes Sparkman, and Regina Vetiver. They're vying to replace longtime Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, who retired in the spring. Dane County residents will choose the next executive in the August 13th election. However, this person is only filling Parisi's term. Whoever wins here will serve just until April, then we'll have another election in the spring to choose an executive who will serve the next 4 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Atlanta Braves tonight at American Family Field. Colin Ray on the mound for the Crew. The Brewers with a 6-2 win yesterday to avoid being swept by the Marlins. Tobias Myers giving up a home run to Miami on his very first pitch of the game. Pat Murphy and how badly they needed the W.
Yeah, it was much needed, much needed. I thought the pitching, too. I thought Tobias didn't have his best stuff, didn't have his best outing, but he's been great for us all year and did get through four with, you know, give up one run.
NFL, Packers putting on the pads over the weekend, and yeah, there was a few camp fights at practice yesterday. Matt LaFleur.
Football's an emotional game, and sometimes tempers do flare, but more than anything, I just want guys to compete and keep each other safe.
Did you address it with them in a meeting Friday?
Every day. Every day.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran. And stand-up comedian Zane Lamprey joins me to discuss upcoming dates on the Wisconsin leg of his national tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Leaders need to lead on this issue. And so I'm telling you, when elected, if Congress fails to act, I'll give them 100 days to put a bill on my desk for signature. And if they do not do it, I will put in place by executive action a comprehensive background check requirement and a ban on the assault weapons and importation of assault weapons into our country. I'm done.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
I love that forcefulness.
Yes.
I'm done. Love it.
Yes, and it could get, you know, obviously anybody would sue against those EOs, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Just do it. And see where it lands. Because
yep.
I'd rather something get done than to just be sitting. Because Congress has to do it. That's the better way to do these things, because then it lasts longer. Mm-hmm. But if, like she said, if we don't give her a House and a Senate that she can work with, this is what she's going to have to do, which I'm fine with. Mm-hmm. I have no issues with her having that.
What's that on your shoulder?
What? Oh, I don't know. Tag? It was washed. I don't know.
Okay.
It was washed. I always wash them before I wear them.
Okay.
Huh. I don't know. I know you're like, what is that?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Was there a confetti cannon when
maybe,
I was gone or
maybe.
Something?
Maybe. We were shooting them. Boom, boom, boom. well, Hal is, unfortunately, we don't know where he is. Yeah. I hope he's okay.
That's all that matters,
if he is okay.
Yeah.
Because that's all that really matters. We would have, again, New York is this weekend. Everybody, anybody in the tri-state area, anybody on the East Coast,
yep.
Head to New York. Because we've got Mama. We've got Francis and Angela. Mm-hmm. We've got Hal.
Yep.
We've got John.
Yep.
We've got Dino Badala.
Uh-huh.
We've got Rude Pundit.
Uh-huh.
We've got Noel Castler. We've got Malcolm Nance and Ellie Mistal and more.
That's right.
And the meet and rope is fantastic, so I highly recommend getting those tickets and
Absolutely.
Get them sooner than later, because they will sell out if
yes.
they haven't already.
Yep.
It's very, very fun. That's
and
the...
as Rude Pundit said earlier today, Town Hall is an amazing facility.
Yeah.
So it'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we really – you're going to have fun. You're just going to have fun. Hi, Mike. Are you still there holding?
I am.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you for staying on.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I just have two quick things for you today. And I missed the first part of the show, so if you already mentioned this, forgive me.
It's all right.
But, you know, we've had all of these calls of different groups supporting Kamala, and mm-hmm. there's another fundraiser I found yesterday. Mark Green from Rethinking Masculinity
uh-huh.
is hosting a White Dudes for Kamala Harris tonight
all right.
at 8 p.m. So if you look up Mark Green, White Dudes for Kamala Harris,
uh-huh.
you can go out there and support and just show that this is not – that we're all in.
Yeah.
The whole country is sick of the division, the hate. And I love this guy's attitude is that, like, look, white guys especially, we have been, if not complicit, too often silent
right.
in the hate and the things that have benefited us right. At the expense of others. And it's time for us to say, no, this is not who we are. This is not the country we want. And I love it. Yep. So anybody out there listening, Mark Green, White Dudes for Kamala, or I'm sorry, it's White Dudes for Harris tonight, 8 p.m. Join in and awesome. Donate. Yeah, and then the second thing I wanted to mention was just a reminder slash warning. If you think back a few months ago, Trump was convicted. So many things seemed to be going our way. And then you had a few weeks where it just seemed like it collapsed, starting with the debate and then through the shooting. And Republicans felt like everything was falling their way.
Right.
And got really excited and energized. And now things have finally broken and are going our way again. And I see an excitement that I haven't seen. I mean, I don't remember. It's been so long. And it's awesome. But now is the sprint. You now have two very energized bases, and this is the sprint where we have to put in the work. And I went canvassing for the first time in my life, and I'm just saying that like that it's going to take us all getting out of our comfort zone, really kind of pushing to get us through that finish line and get her over the top. And I think we can do it. I really believe it's going to break and break hard, but only if we put in the work. So don't get excited and complacent. Get active.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Awesome.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, everybody that can sign up, please go ahead and sign up. And we found him.
Hold on.
We're getting him. Hal is arriving in the Zoom room.
Hold on. Can't see his video yet.
We can't see his video. We're trying to get him in. Yay, he's alive.
Yeah.
That's all that really matters.
We can go ahead and play this.
Yeah.
Steffi.
What's that heavy breathing right there? Why? Could it be?
The hump day.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Check.
You're good. We hear you.
Now I just got to hear you. That's the only weird
part.
Oh, no.
I can hear you. Okay, I can hear you now, but for whatever reason, I had to restart because my headset won't pair. I've been trying to find a remedy for the last 5 minutes. As you do. But you can hear me okay, right?
We can hear you. Yeah, can you hear us?
You can hear us okay now?
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Well,
hi.
Welcome.
Don't you look lovely this morning?
Sorry, yeah. Hold on 1 second. I got my pretty face on.
Oh,
why doesn't everything work as soon as I want it to?
I'm just glad you made it.
Yeah.
I am so glad. Thank you for doing this. Oh, that's a pretty picture, too.
My pleasure.
How was New York?
Yes, how was New York?
How was New York sexy liberal?
You mean Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yes, Atlanta was, I'm being psychic now. Yes, Atlanta was spectacular. I will agree with John Fugel saying that there seems to be a renewed excitement.
Yes.
Around all things, both sexy and liberal, and as well as the current state of the race, as it were. Now, I don't know that we're going to have more ticket sales per se, because I think we're already full up at most of these places.
Right.
I will say that there is a renewed sort of excitement, a verve for the struggle, as it were. I'm hesitant to say the word fight these days, considering how maligned the concept is, even in my own mind. But I will say that people are geared up to really do a push. They are excited for this race now in a way that they weren't necessarily.
Right. No, I agree. I think that there's something in the air.
Yes.
And she's her campaign is doing an excellent job. And Ben Smith tweeted, genuine question, who beyond the candidate gets credit for the Kamala rollout? It has just been incredibly well executed. And you said the appropriate thing, Joe Biden.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He is okay. So there is a kind of common thought that about a month ago, Biden made the decision that at some point he will have to step down. The question is when was it going to be before the convention? Was it going to be after the convention, after they'd already gotten the ticket and therefore they'd both be on the ballot? You'd be running against Harris as the VP, and then she would just talk about leading up to the election who her VP would be, and they would have special gathering to do that, or whether you do it in January, he makes it all the way through January because he was going to win. Let's be honest.
Yes.
He was going to win, no question. But the question is, does that translate down ticket?
Right.
And what the donors that I have, the knives out donors, were all doing was they threatened him with money for his campaign, and he told them to go pound sand.
Right.
He said, I don't care. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for the voters. And then they came back and said, we're not going to give money to the Democratic Party. We're not going to give it to House and Senate candidates. And now you've got a gun at somebody else's head, pardon the metaphor. And that's where he was seriously thinking about, and that's why people were coming to him. That's why House members and Senate members were now coming. They're freaking out because their donors, their baseline donor was drying up.
Right.
You know, they'd have to go completely grassroots. Do you have time between now and the, you know, with the Republicans pulling in tons of corporate money, bunch of crypto money, especially on House and Senate races, do you have time to make that up? And for most of them, the answer was no.
Right.
So that's why you were seeing people show up, not because they didn't like Joe Biden or didn't think he could win, but because they were literally being choked off from those donations. So what Joe Biden did was basically make the decision, I'm going to have to do this, but I'm going to do it on my own time. And he waited. He, you know, in the old Braveheart hold.
Right.
He waited until they had committed to their VP. So he would know what the strategy would be going forward, whether it's A, the whole ticket steps down, him and Kamala, because they probably had this conversation,
mm-hmm.
or it was, you know, I'll step down, hand it to you. You pick this person and we will swipe them.
Right.
Now, everybody that we have on the Democratic side as a potential VP candidate, I'm talking about a deep bench. Everybody's mm-hmm. lovely that yep. they're talking about. I think it's going to be Kelly. I think it should be Kelly.
I think so.
He's an astronaut, Navy hero. Gabby Giffords is his wife. Makes it very personal that he's experienced gun crime. Both his parents are police officers.
Yep.
Therefore, it snipes this soft on crime
right.
idea. And border state.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
It helps on all these fronts, and he's a good man. He's obviously focused on systems thinking, as all NASA astronauts are,
yep.
as all pilots are. He's used to being disciplined and managing a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
And that in and of itself as a habit makes him especially good as a, you know, if she's going to hand him a project like the border, like she was handed or something like that, Kelly will nail it.
He will.
Yeah.
He will.
And same thing is true of a VP debate. It will be, I mean, all of them will brutalize Vance because he's, you know, he's weird. But even beyond that, he's weird and boring.
Uh-huh.
That's, I think, the cardinal sin in this situation is that he's dull. Like, I think that was the most shocking thing about him. Not that every story that comes out about him, you know, sexually assaulting a moon pie or humping a couch or looking up dolphin porn or whatever, is that, never mind the fact that every ridiculous story you could come up for some sort of sexual version of a redneck going, watch this, is completely plausible
uh-huh.
coming from him.
Yeah.
Beyond that, he's dull,
mm-hmm.
and you can't have that when, and he's now touring around with Trump. They're both together at all these events, which you don't do. You split your ticket and run people in opposite directions, but it's either Trump needs him as training wheels or he needs Trump as training wheels. Either way, there's no trust there. Trump is either keeping an eye on him or they're hoping that if Trump really burns out, Vance will salvage one of the rallies at some point because he's losing his mind. We don't know. It makes no sense that they're together, but it's like a wad of wet toilet paper opening for the Tasmanian devil. It is the weirdest ticket.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I mean, with Vance saying mm-hmm. people like myself should pay more taxes because I don't have children.
Oh, wait. I pointed this out last week, and I'm shocked that more people haven't realized what this idiot actually
yeah.
is saying, because I think so much was focused on people who don't have kids should pay more in taxes.
Which we do.
That people missed the inverse.
Right.
Which is, this idiot accidentally on purpose just came out in favor of the child tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sake, this is insane. What he's saying is people with kids should get a tax break. Yeah, we had that, and the Republicans voted against it.
Yes,
it's called a child tax break.
Uh-huh.
That's why And again, the biggest reaction for all the, you know, childless cat lady BS that he's been floating around. Yeah. You know who also had a who was livid about this was pearl clutching to beat the band. Libertarian right wingers who like, I don't want to subsidize other people's kid farms.
Right.
You know, yeah. We look at the people like the Duggars, for example, and know that they're creating like a subcult. It's like a youth pastor creating a pile of victims or
right.
something. But the right wing sees that as, you know, as somebody who is, you know, financially committed to having a herd of their own kids. That's fine. But now, the who else has little kids? Who else has little kids on their, you know, poor people who are on welfare in their minds?
Right.
This is what they fixate on.
Right.
Welfare queens, welfare moms. This was, this has been a marker on the Republican side forever. And here comes J.D. Vance accidentally arguing for why welfare should be available to people who have kids and that people who have kids should get a tax break, which is exactly the Democratic position.
Mm-hmm.
And again, besides thinking Trump might be America's Hitler, I don't know how much more Democratic you can be in your talking points about the guy.
No kidding. No kidding. Oh, my goodness. It's already 20 minutes after. We will be right back.
I knew that.
I know.
I blew through a break.
There you go.
It's my thing.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Thank you.
Well, you don't have breaks on your show.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't need them.
That's right.
There you go.
Breaks.
There you go. It's 20 minutes after. We'll be right back. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Roundhouse Morning Kick.
Yep.
Ow.
Uh-huh.
You might be wondering how Stephanie has all this energy.
I often do.
In the giant keg of yep. hers. She yep. drinks Morning Kick, and she loves it. It's a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. And look at her.
I know.
I mean, she looks fantastic. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one, and when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for her. She loves it. It tastes great. And if you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. They have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Proving that the left is right. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Well, I heard
Stephanie Miller.
Saying, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
All right.
All right, it's 26 minutes after the hour. I'm here with the lovely and talented Hal Sparks and the lovely and talented True. Chris Lavoie sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be down tomorrow. And your fantastic show in Atlanta, and you have a show coming up this weekend in New York City.
Yes, very exciting. I have a lot of like family obligations, as it were, because it's still summer break, and so I want to spend as much time with my boy as I can until he goes back to school and doesn't want to talk to me because I'm bugging him about homework. I dive straight into it, and so I will not get to stay an extra second in New York, which is heartbreaking. So I'm gonna have to make a second trip later this fall just to look around. But we will be rolling in like a circus on fire, like the kind of circus where we don't have clowns and elephants. We have people who suspend themselves from hooks. That's the kind of circus we roll into town on, and we got to get out of town before the sun rises. So it's going to be very exciting. I can't tell you. I wish I could spend a month in New York with the very people that are going to be performing, you know, or showing up as part of our panel, which is ever in flux. I don't want to talk about it without, you know, out of school. You know, I'll leave that up to, you know, the powers that be. But I'm very excited about the concept. And that is true of Chicago. I don't know how much we can say about that, but man, let me tell you. Now, I'm not just partial to it because it's my hometown.
Right. Well, there you go.
Know?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait for Chicago.
Yeah, that's going to be be fantastic. The whole week there is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, good. And Nerd Halen is performing as well that
Yay.
Week.
Well, that tell weekend. Us where and when.
Yeah.
Where and when?
The night after.
Okay.
So the Sunday night. So really exciting. And then the Friday before Portland.
Yep.
I'm performing with Nerd Halen in Portland as well.
Wow.
So we've been trying to line up some of our gigs. Like, we're getting to Seattle right before that. I'm doing Seattle, then I come down to Portland, then I do Portland Sexy Liberal.
Yep.
So if I sound like a golden voice from the 40s, you know, if my voice sounds like this, that's why. Because I will have been Roth, Hagar, and Sharoning my butt off up until Sexy Liberal.
And jumping up and down, too, because you do a lot of that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I do full jump splits, and I do the weird Sammy Hagar jump rope without a rope dancing that he does.
Yeah.
You've ever seen him.
Wow.
It's just basically, yeah.
All right.
That's the only... It's the only description I can give. But, New York will have to be put off for that.
Okay, all right. It's 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A study committee is looking into possibly regulating artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. The goal is to ensure AI doesn't harm consumers or data. Look for public hearings around the state. You're likely hearing more about Project 2025. It's a sweeping far-right plan which calls for everything from replacing civil servants with political appointees to dismantling the Department of Education. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in is, in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, even though most of its authors served in his former administration. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A final update on that police chase turned standoff from last week. Last Tuesday night, a man led police on a chase in Baraboo. Authorities say that man was 32-year-old Jeffrey Miller. Police say he ended up shooting an officer in the arm before running into the woods. After extensive searches, a couple days later, Miller turned up in the village of Amherst. Authorities there say he shot at law enforcement again and barricaded himself in a home. A standoff lasted nearly 24 hours Thursday into Friday. When officials entered that home, they found Miller's body in the attic. They were able to lift the shelter-in-place order for neighbors. And two planes had to make an emergency landing in Dodge County. Luckily, everybody's okay. The sheriff's office says someone called authorities after seeing a plane flying too low and the engine just didn't sound right. Soon after, two planes landed in a field. The first plane was having engine issues and the second was traveling with him. The pilots were on their way back to Georgia after EAA Air Venture. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend. And will Vice President Harris have a new VP? We'll catch up to speed. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And the Ad Council.
It seems, I think, perfectly apparent to me and anyone else who observes this president. He's impulsive. He says things off the top of his head. He bears the impression of, like a couch, bears the impression of the last person who sat on him.
That was Ann Coulter.
Wow.
Talking about Donald.
Her voice has deepened since the last time I've heard her. Wow.
Yeah, you tweeted this out the other day with her talking about how it's very much, J.D. Vance-ish?
Yeah.
You know, like a couch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. I thought it was an awkward talking point to come out specifically at that time. Yes. You know what I mean? It's almost as if she made some, I don't know, it's curious to me, by the way, that Trump's fixation with sharks has been well known and well documented,
right,
largely because I think he only fears two things, because he's only sat through two things entirely in his life, which was Jaws and Silence of the Lambs, because someone else made him. And in both situations, he was confronted by his own kind of internalized fear of someone outsmarting him, which is not hard, but or someone stronger or more fierce than he, right?
Mm-hmm.
This seems to be one of his running gags. And wouldn't you know it, here comes his partner in crime, who wants to have sex with dolphins or watch dolphins have sex with women or something or other, God forbid. And dolphins are well known for saving humans from sharks in the wild.
Yeah.
You would think this would be a way where they could go, see, he's on the same page as me. But you can't, because he was looking up dolphin porn. And the same thing is true of this Ann Coulter thing. It's like, if anybody should not bring up couches right now, should be the right wing of anything.
Yeah.
Because
it's just ew. I mean, it's supposedly...
Well, now we know the difference between a couch and a love seat, though. It's a rubber glove.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that seems to be the defining element.
So, mm-hmm. With regard to Donald's bandage on the ear,
right?
Now that it's off, nobody can see that there's any sort of past injury that was there.
No. None whatsoever. It's almost like they've washed the last bit of ketchup off and just couldn't hide it anymore.
Yeah.
Also, you have a real problem, and this is a genuine issue with someone like Donald Trump. You have a real problem when your candidate is vain in the truest sense,
mm-hmm.
that his own vanity will always step on any sympathy talking point you go for.
Mm-hmm.
Because to gain sympathy in any situation, you have to be on the downside, right? The rest of the world has to be seen as punching down at you, right? That's the essence of sympathy. Donald Trump wouldn't know this because he's never had sympathy for anyone, especially the people he's been punching down at his
right.
entire life. So he is not equipped to understand that concept, except in the sociopathic distance sense where I can fake human emotions, but
right.
I don't participate in them.
Right.
But in this particular case, he won't even let that fly. That's why he can't make self-deprecating jokes more than once. Like, occasionally someone has talked him into it, and you could see his audience lights up. They want to love and support him because they're lunatics, and he can't do it. He can't do it. He has to go back to, like, if I took my clothes off, you'd see a stunning body and blah, 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 which is just nasty and not true.
Yeah, my retina's going now.
I know. Yeah. Right. Just stop. But that's, you know, that's a big part of this whole, like, ear wound idea,
mm-hmm.
right? And God knows it could have just, like, whatever hit him, be it a bullet fragment or a piece of the teleprompter, grazed his hair replacement scar and reopened an old follicle wound. Who knows?
Right.
Missed the ear entirely, or he scratched himself going down, which is here. Let's be abundantly clear. An entire possibility that he dropped to the ground and on
hit,
a stage
yep.
like that or whatever, he hit something.
Yeah.
Either with his own hand, his watch, whatever, his own fingernail.
Absolutely.
The stage itself. There's a myriad of things you can harm yourself on in those situations, especially the quicker you drop to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it could, and he's not letting anybody check.
Right.
And this idea that he pulled his hand away and it was covered in blood, which he keeps saying, he said at the RNC,
mm-hmm.
he said it afterwards. Every picture you look at when he pulls his hand down, there's no blood on his hand at all at that point. There's no blood on his hand at all until he comes up from being on the ground.
Right.
So that's not even debatable. Like, every picture ever taken of him, And it was on video. It's live. Right, right. So don't mess with us. Just tell us what actually happened. There's no shame in it. Somebody definitely took a shot at him.
Absolutely.
Just own the details as they actually exist. Right?
Right. No, it is. It was funny when I was showing Lonnie pictures of all the people with their stupid maxi pads on their ears. He's like, that's real? I said, that's real. That's crazy. Yeah. I just don't get it. They wouldn't put masks on, but they did that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the irony, like bullets are contagious. And granted, in MAGA world, they kind of are.
True.
let's be honest. It's if you're going to look at causes of death, misuse of your own personal firearm is way up there in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't happen in blue territories.
Right.
Right.
It happens all over the Southland.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to hear a story of somebody finding a loaded weapon, it's going to be a situation like J.D. Vance's, where he was bragging about the fact that his grandmother had 19 guns mm-hmm. loaded, laying around all over the house for self-defense, which A, speaks volumes about her attitude towards her own neighbors
right. yes.
and her fear of them
yeah.
on the constant. But also, J.D. Vance could have been, or whatever his name is, because J.P. Bowman could have been a story that Democrats told about a poor child in a household who found a loaded gun and harmed himself.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that story could have turned out very badly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. So are you laughing and pointing at Donald Trump since he now has admitted that he doesn't like to be laughed at?
Well, I've been doing it all along. I was an early adopter of laughing and pointing, as you'll know. Let me be abundantly clear for anybody that this statement was surprised, that if this statement surprised them at all. But he has no shame,
right.
None whatsoever. Donald Trump is incapable of shame because shame is reflective of an internal ethic.
Right.
Shame means I have a vision of myself as a moral human being in terms of behavior, and I have acted outside of that, and people have become aware of it. I am beyond my own personal shame. It becomes public.
Right.
Okay. Donald Trump, though, can feel embarrassment.
Right.
Because all that is the reflection of mockery on the outside. People who are not ashamed can be embarrassed because the world is making fun of them for something they don't think is wrong, but is meant to be hurtful from the outside. That's embarrassment, okay? It's why he talks about Afghanistan, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which he did no prep for whatsoever right. when he was leaving. He scheduled it, but did none of the work. He doesn't say it's the most shameful episode
True.
In American history. He says embarrassing.
Right.
And that's because it's the only thing he can equate to. Okay, so that's where the whole I can't take it, people laughing at me stuff comes from. Because that's the only thing he can relate to. And so I say double down because he's accidentally, on purpose, hilarious all the time.
Yes.
I mean, never mind, the
the Saudi Arabian.
Whoa.
Yeah. The Ripita-O stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. You have to understand, this is my problem with the narcissism idea that people talk about. People think he's a narcissist. He's not. He might have narcissistic personality disorder, but he's not an actual narcissist. As someone who could actually fall into a river looking at their own reflection, I'm here to tell you, he is not a narcissist. Donald Trump. I look forward to passing bank windows. Donald Trump fears them.
Right.
Because he doesn't like his own reflection. He knows that the women that sleep with him only do it because he has money or out of fear or of reprisal or something else.
Fame.
And right. he's aware of this.
Yeah.
Right. Fame, absolutely. Whereas, a true narcissist thinks, well, whether I have money or not, you're going to want this. Right.
Right. Right. That's, right.
And like I said, I should know because let's be completely honest. If my penis had a theme song, it would be the theme to the Golden Girls. You know what I mean? It's like I know it can't miss. But Donald Trump wants you to think it's also Spock Zarathustra, right. or some Beethoven thing. And it ain't.
Right.
It's the sad trombone. And he knows it. He knows that when he drops his pants, it's whoop, whoop. And so he hates women because every woman who's ever seen it knows this.
Right.
They're stifling a laugh. And so that's why he fears laughter, because he is so easily mockable. And he sets us all up. We are all allowed. You know why? You know, I don't make fun of when Joe Biden misspeaks. I don't make fun of him. You know why? Because he's a lifelong stutter, and he has never once said, I know the words. I have the best words.
Right.
I speak the best words. I'm the best word.
Right.
He never does that. Donald Trump does. Once you do that, welcome to Inspector Clouseau land.
Exactly.
Right? That's why Clouseau's funny, because he has this, watch this, you don't know anything, you swine, and then he falls down a flight of stairs. That's why it's funny. If he just did it because he's bumbling, it's not funny.
Right.
Sad.
Right.
And right. And so and you're the jerk for mocking him.
Right.
But in Donald Trump's case, he has the best body. He's the strongest, best golf player. He's the funniest. He's the smartest. He knows more about ISIS than the generals. You know. So the minute you say that, man, you are Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. He. I just love the fact that he admitted to it. And it's, we all knew that he didn't want to be laughed at. But for him to say that in public.
It was an invitation.
It was an invitation. Come on, everybody.
He rang the dinner bell for me. You know what I mean? It was like he invited the Hal Sparks vampire over his threshold.
Exactly. Exactly. Come on in. Exactly. It's mind-boggling to me that he admitted it. We played it on Bob Seska's show last Thursday. I said, play it again, Bob. It's fun. And everybody that's got a true social account, feel free to mock him on his own thing. Do you have one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've been waiting. You know, he's been promising to allow live streaming for a while. They were going to turn on that feature, but the people at Rumble get mad when he brings it up.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But the minute he does that, if it costs me money, I will play my show on that network, because the idea that those idiots scrolling past would stumble upon my show.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, come on. That's $12 a month I could ever spend.
You're absolutely right. Oh, my goodness. Let's see who we have here. Yeah. Hi. Oh, Laura. Mm-hmm. Hi, Laura. You've been on hold all day. Hi. How are you?
Right. Am I on the air?
You are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You're on with Hal.
Well, I'm super happy to be with you today. I wanted to call and tell you thank you for getting me through some of these really dark days. With all the humor.
Yeah.
I found Hal during COVID. I watch you all every single day, Hal, and including on Saturday with your friend, I forget his name now.
Johnny Million.
So you keep me informed, you keep me laughing. Chris is wrong 70% of the time. He's right 30% of the time.
All right, I'll take those odds.
Not according to
this day and age. Yeah.
I did want to tell you a brief story if I have a moment.
Okay. Sure.
And it's to get my white sisterhood to get their head out of their butts.
Yeah.
And vote for Kamala Harris.
Absolutely.
Because they think they're protected in their bubble of white male supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, because their husbands aren't rich. Their husbands aren't powerful.
Right.
In the 80s, I worked with a woman. This is, I was born in the early 60s. So, Roe happened when I was around 10, 11 years old.
Right.
But I worked in the mid 80s with the woman who was about 15, 20 years older than I was. And she was recounting the story of how she and her husband had four children.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to have any more children.
Right.
She went to her gynecologist and begged to have her tubes tied.
Mm-hmm.
Well, doctor said, no, you're fulfilling your responsibility as a woman to bear children.
Oh, God.
And you might be really upset if you got in a car accident and all your children died and you want more children.
Oh, my God.
And then she said, what if I bring my husband in to convince you? Because he doesn't want any more kids either. We can't afford to have any more kids. And the doctor said, well, I'd be happy to speak with your husband. So the husband came in for a separate appointment, and again, the doctor went through all the same rigmarole and refused to give her a tubal ligation so that she couldn't have any more tests.
That's ridiculous.
So they went to several other doctors, same song and dance. They went to like five doctors until they finally found a doctor who would tie her tubes so that she could not have any more kids because she didn't want any more kids and they couldn't afford any more kids.
Exactly.
And there was not a darn thing her husband could do to protect her in that situation. And if you think for 1 minute that with all this talk of stuff with 2025 about, you know, getting rid of birth control, anything else, that your husband, who's not rich and not powerful, can do a darn thing to protect you and make sure that you get the health care that you need, you are living in la-la land.
Amen. Laura. She's absolutely right.
She's absolutely right. They will use the Hippocratic Oath, at first do no harm,
right?
And aim that at unborn children, and mark my words, not unconceived children, which is exactly what she's talking about.
Exactly.
The contraception, they will use the Hippocratic Oath as an attack on contraception. First, do no harm. And harm would be to interrupt the natural order of things.
Yes. Exactly.
The natural procreative reflex. And they will legally, Clarence Thomas's ilk on the Supreme Court will define contraceptives as a physical harm.
Yep.
And they will remove it.
Absolutely.
That's how they're going to do it.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
We have a little bit of breaking news, a bit breaking sexy liberal news.
A lot of breaking news.
Ooh. In addition to Ellie Mastal, Malcolm Nance, Dean Obadala, Noel Castler, and Rude Pundit, JoJo from Jurors has just been added.
And Dr. Doom.
And Dr. Erwin Redlener, Dr. Doom, has just been added to panel as well.
You guys are going to need a second night.
Oh, my God.
You're going to need
Seriously.
Two nights in New York at this point. This is.
I think it's just going to be Steph and them. I don't know the rest of the sexy liberals. Or we're going to have to tag team it. Or she's going to be exhausted from talking. Right. And we'll each have to, like, tap out speaking to everybody.
So New York is going to be a big night this coming Saturday night.
This coming Saturday.
Go to sexyliberal.com to get your tickets.
All right. And we'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You got to laugh. Or you just cry all day, wouldn't you? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. It's similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code fitness.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
My chiffon is wet, darling. My chiffon is wet. My wig is wet. I am tired. I can't. I am lost in all this. I'm overwhelmed.
It is 56 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton with Hal Sparks and Chris Lavoie.
Yes.
So, yeah, huge.
Lavoie.
That's the correct pronunciation, oui?
Yeah,
right. I agree.
What does your phone say? Absolument, oui.
Sure, ouais.
Oui. Ouais. So, New York, this is huge. I mean, every 2 seconds, Stephanie just keeps sending us texts.
Yeah, just added Joe Dorf from Jersey and Dr. Erwin Redlener.
Next thing you know, you're going to be playing a week.
Yeah.
It'll be, you know, it's great. It's fantastic. I'm very excited about it. So, all right. The New York Times had to make a retraction involving Harris polling because one of the people that they polled was the woman who, she's voting for Donald Trump. Her name is Anna Ayala, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was voting for Trump because the border situation is out of control, but she's also a convicted felon. She was the one that put the severed finger in a Wendy's chili cup. Do you remember that?
All right.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
You should. They should retract that retraction. There is no Trumpier voter out there.
And apparently, it was a friend of hers' finger that he got in an industrial accident, and he just gave it to them. And it's like, okay, that's even creepier, I guess.
Is that re-gifting, technically? I'm curious, because if the Lord gave us all five fingers, you know what I mean. If we pass one of them on to somebody, that's re-gifting. You know what I mean?
Like
you don't donate a kidney. You re-gift a kidney because it's the Lord's gift to you. Yes?
Yes.
It's standard.
It is. It's very standard.
I'm sorry. So I missed that. The quote was they had to retract
her
quote from her.
From her because she is a convicted felon, much like the person she wants to vote for.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
All right.
And on... And all the people he seems to bring on stage with him these days.
Very, very true. Very, very true. It's hilarious. It is already...
Felons feel lonely.
They do. They do. It's already 58 minutes after. Thank you so much, Hal.
InfotainmentWars.com.
That's right. I'll be doing a morning.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Christina Dolhausen will join us from the Stoughton Opera House.
And we'll have more news in Media World.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise. No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures. It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.